Nickel Belt MPP France Gelinas has brought up a situation that has arisen with the sudden death of a local family physician to illustrate the need to recognize the untapped potential held by nurse practitioners. Dr. Jim McAllister passed away February 9 at the age of 71, and his office is now permanently closed. Patients of McAllister are being asked to go to the office Monday to Thursday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. over the next 2 weeks to pick up their medical files, said a recent social media posting on the Valley East Facebook page. In a part of my riding called the Valley, we had three physicians retire in the last year, and, sadly, 2 weeks ago today, a very well-loved physician, Dr. McAllister, passed away quite suddenly, leaving behind thousands more patients, and there's no physician replacement in sight, Gelina said in the legislature February 24. But we have solutions. We have nurse practitioners who are willing and able to take on those orphan patients. All we need is a minister's signature. Carol, Dr. McAllister's widow, called me and asked if I could get a nurse practitioner for her husband's patients. Gelina said Ontario has more than 1.5 million residents with no access to primary care, no family physician, no nurse practitioners. In my riding, it is close to 30,000 people who do not have access, she said. She said the Capriel Nurse Practitioner Clinic has asked multiple times for $293,000, not millions, $293,000, for an additional nurse practitioner, receptionist and social workers. They will be able to supply primary care to hundreds of additional patients, offer same-day appointments, after-hour appointments, provide mental health and much more, said the MPP. The Sudbury Nurse Practitioner Clinic also presented a reasonable plan. We could, in a matter of weeks, change the lives of thousands of people by giving them access to primary care. We could support Dr. McAllister's orphan patients. Minister, the good people of Hanmer and Capriel need you to sign off on more nurse practitioner positions right now. Will you do it?